If we look at the Chilean miners then, what are the challenges that you see that they're having to deal with right now?
Once the hole is big enough to start taking solo people one at a time, there will always be the fear, will it collapse by the time the 30th person goes up or 31st? Who will be the first one to go up? The other big challenge is once they come out, I think they will be stars, and I think people will try to make them and shape them, which I think is sad. I read somewhere that they were going to be trained to be poised, and I thought, poised? That is sad. That is ridiculous. I think people's transparency of fear and joy should be very visible. But some good advice has been, they say, will be given to them or has been given to them, that they don't have to answer all the questions, that they can say no to certain things. But I think there'll be stars and there will be excitement, and then there will be going back to normal. I think the opportunity to reconnect with their families and their loved ones, that space of time should be as narrow as possible, not wide. In other words, I know a lot of officials will want to ask questions, and they will obviously be physically tested and made sure everything's okay. I think that should take place, but in as short a time as possible, so that they can get to their beloved and loved ones. And then I think there needs to be making meaning of what has happened. That would be very important in terms of how are they feeling? What was the most difficult thing that they had to encounter? What things could we have done differently for them? Listening to them, not interpreting things for them.
Should these be individual debriefing sessions then?
Both. You get different data in a team, which is very important because people build on each other's data and information in helpful ways. But I also think you need individual time, and you get other kinds of data. And they need to be promised anonymity if that's what they wish. They need to be promised that.